Okay, let me go ahead and call the Wednesday, March 4th, meeting of the Rules Committee to order. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Bates.
Here.
Bates here, Monning.
Here.
Monning here, Roth.
Here.
Roth here, Wilk, Atkins.
Here.
Atkins here.
And to my colleagues, let me just let you know that Senator Wilk's flight got canceled, and that's always a difficult thing when you're trying to get back in time for a meeting. So to explain his absence, that is the reason. Before we bring up the appointee to here, let me try and see if I can have a consent agenda. I know that we're going to separate a few out, but I would entertain item 2, governor's appointees not required to appear, D and E, and item 3, bill referrals for a consent option. Thank you, Senator Roth. Call the roll.
Senators Bates.
Aye.
Bates, aye. Monning.
Aye.
Monning, aye. Roth.
Aye.
Roth, aye. Wilk. Atkins.
Aye.
Atkins, aye.
4-0, that is out. And I will ask if I can take governor's item or appointees not required to appear, B and C, as one item. Is that okay? That's acceptable. So moved by Senator Roth. Madam Secretary.
Senators Bates, Monning,
aye.
Monning, aye. Roth,
aye.
Roth, aye. Wilk, Atkins,
aye.
Atkins, aye.
That is 3-0, and it is out. And so now let me go ahead and call Marguerite Sweeney up for appointment to the Workers' Compensation Appeals Board. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here. Let me ask if you want to introduce anyone that might be here with you that you would like to point out, and then after that, you can go right into your opening comments, and we'll go to the members. Welcome.
Thank you. Well, I would like to introduce two of my colleagues, brilliant lawyers at the Workers' Compensation Appeals Board, who are here today, Lee Hua Nguyen and Rachel Brill.
Welcome.
You're from San Francisco. They had other business, so they were able to also come.
Thank you for being with us today, and welcome.
Thank you. And thank you to the committee for permitting me to meet with you today. I was here once before, and it's just as exciting to be here again. I want to thank Governor Newsom for this opportunity to continue to serve the people of California as a commissioner on the Workers' Compensation Appeals Board. When I arrived at the board, it'll be 8 years next month, I brought with me 33 years of experience representing injured workers. I also represented some employers, but by and large, injured workers, actually thousands of them. I enjoyed my work very much. I learned a great deal, both legal knowledge and also pragmatically how to work with my opponents to achieve the best and fair results, how to present cases in front of judges. It was a joy to help people when they needed it, to navigate through a system that is sometimes very difficult. Now, for the last 8 years, I have been fully engaged in our work of judicial appellate review. There are about 170 workers' compensation judges in the state of California, and our 7-member commission in San Francisco are tasked with reviewing appeals from decisions of those judges. It's our job to make sure that in each case, the law was correctly and fairly applied. With your confirmation, I promise that I will continue to the best of my ability to perform my responsibility.
Thank you very much. Senator Roth, are you ready to kick us off?
Thank you, Madam Pro Tem. Actually, I have no questions. Ma'am, congratulations. Thank you for your willingness to continue to serve. Of all the appointments, this is probably one of those that involves a lot of work, and thank you very much for what you do. So I look forward to supporting and moving your confirmation if I'm given the opportunity.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Bates.
Let me echo the same comments. Congratulations on your appointment, and thank you for the work that you've done over the many years that you have served. Your presentation, great. I didn't have a chance to do face-to-face with you, but you've convinced me here, so I will be supporting your appointment. Thank you.
Senator Mahoney.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I too want to add my congratulations and perhaps more importantly, our appreciation for your service to California. I enjoyed our conversation. I think it might be of interest to other members of the panel. I had a question about implications of Assembly Bill 5 and new interpretations or enforcement of employee versus independent contractor. You shared some insight about it's not apparently coming to your board yet, but you had some observations that I
think
are interesting.
It won't affect workers' compensation until July 1st. And we don't know yet what impact, except that I think it's important to keep in mind that under our workers' compensation law, there is always a presumption already in place that any person who provides service for another is an employee. That is a presumption, a rebuttable presumption. So this won't, I don't think this will be a sea change for workers' compensation.
Thank you. And as you pointed out as well, the benefit of a workers' comp system is it's a no-fault system, and it's a mechanism to provide medical support for an injured worker, assuming it was related to work, and sometimes that's the proof, I understand. Just a final question. You shared just some of the broad numbers of cases and then percent that go to appellate review and kind of a rough idea of the caseload you and your coworkers grapple with. I think that would be of interest to the panel as well.
Thank you, Senator, for the question. Yes, the Senate, during my meeting with the Senate staffers, I was asked to provide some additional data. So I also learned some of this information that over the last 3 years, there are roughly 170,000 or so applications. That's like a civil complaint where you file and initiate a case in the workers' comp system. On average, we are now seeing at the Workers' Compensation Appeals Board 2,000 or down to 1,700 appeals a year over the last few years. The work at the board is very labor intensive because most cases require us to go through a record and there are often many exhibits, so it's detailed work and it's important we all try to give the utmost attention to each case.
Great, thank you. Madam Chair, I have no further questions. Again, congratulations and thank you for your service.
Thank you very much.
Senator, thank you. Let me add my congratulations. And with that, I'm going to go to members of the public who are here in support of the appointment. Please come forward and give me your name, what hat you might wear, who you represent, and brief comments.
Certainly. Madam Pro Tem, committee members, thank you for the opportunity to speak. My name is Jason Marcus. I'm here on behalf of the California Applicants Attorneys Association, a group of lawyers such as myself that represent injured workers in the state of California. I'm here today to offer our support for Commissioner Sweeney and to respectfully request that you confirm her appointment to the Workers' Compensation Appeals Board. As you heard her say, Commissioner Sweeney has served for a term already on the Workers' Compensation Appeals Board since 2012 when she was appointed by Governor Brown. She's highly respected in the community by both employer and labor groups, that is both sides in the workers' compensation system. And I'll know that she's eager to serve another term. I personally have had the pleasure of knowing Marguerite for more than 30 years. I consider her a colleague, a mentor, and a personal friend. She is passionate, she is very bright, she is very funny. More than anything, she's dedicated to doing her job and doing so with integrity. As a workers' compensation practitioner myself, I have received a whole number of decisions from the Workers' Compensation Appeals Board, including decisions where Commissioner Sweeney has been one of the commissioners. Some of those have been favorable to my clients, some less so. And while I may not always like the outcome in a given case, I can say without exception that her decisions are always thoughtful and always well-reasoned. She strives to reach the correct result based on the facts of the case and the applicable law, and I think that's precisely what we need from a commissioner on the Workers' Compensation Appeals Board. Thank you for the opportunity, and again, I urge you to confirm her appointment.
Thank you for your comments. Hi, welcome.
Madam Pro Tem, members of the committee, Christie Baum on behalf of the California Professional Firefighters. Pleased to be here in support of Commissioner Sweeney and also to urge your confirmation of her position on the Workers' Comp Appeals Board. We don't hear from our members a lot on Rules Committee appointments, but in this case, there was some grassroots interest also in seeing Ms. Sweeney confirmed, and I think that's because she's, as our previous speaker said, she's very fair-minded, but she has a heart for injured workers, which we appreciate, so we urge you to confirm her.
Thank you.
Madam Pro Tem, good afternoon, Senators. Alberto Chirico on behalf of the United Food and Commercial Workers Western State Council and the State Coalition of Probation Organizations. I'm also appearing on behalf of Shane Guzman, who couldn't be here today, on behalf of the Teamsters, all in support of the confirmation of Commissioner Sweeney. As my colleague said earlier, workers' compensation, we don't think about it on an everyday basis, but the people that do think about it every day are the injured workers. And it's having a WCAB that is fully staffed with all of its members, with members that are committed to expedited decision-making is critically important in a fair and unbiased way. And I think Commissioner Sweeney exemplifies that almost more than any other commissioner. So we respectfully ask for confirmation. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Seeing no further individuals in support, let me ask, anyone in opposition? Senator Roth? Thank you. Madam Secretary.
Senators Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Wilk? Atkins?
Aye.
Atkins, aye.
Congratulations. Let me assure your colleagues who traveled all the way from San Francisco, this is a compliment. Short hearings are a good thing, as you know, and accept our congratulations and thanks.
Thank you, sir. Very much. Everybody.
Colleagues, we are adjourned.